As many of you guys know, when I first started trading, I had little to no money. I mean, $200 was a massive deal to me. So now that I'm in the position I'm in, 9 years worth of trading experience, taught hundreds of students, I want to present to you a budget-friendly option to get you off on the right foot onto your trading journey. I'm going to be going over what you should be buying and what you should be focusing on in terms of starting out trading Forex with $500. So with that being said, let's jump into the episode. The first thing that I want you to leverage is prop firms, also known as proprietary trading firms. Now, these offer a unique opportunity for traders who have smaller accounts or access to smaller amounts of trading capital from your own personal bank accounts. There are some of you out there that might only have $100, $300, maybe even $500 is your max. And what these firms are going to allow you to do, such as FTMO, the Fivers, Funded Trader, all those people, they allow you as the trader to trade their capital after, of course, passing an evaluation process. So this allows you to theoretically trade with $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 plus. So you might be sitting there going, oh, if I make 1% a week, like Alex is telling me, and I've only got $100 that I can put into account after it's all said and done, I'm going to only be earning $1 a week. That's nothing. Well, how about you use that $100 with a prop firm, invest it into the prop firm, and then you're trading with $10,000 rather than over-leveraging accounts, which is the way that most people go. I don't have a lot of money. I've got $200, $300, so I'm going to over-leverage. I'm going to give you this safer option. So first of all, what is a prop firm? Well, as I said, these firms provide funding to traders who demonstrate profitability and sound risk management. You trade with the firm's money instead of risking your own capital. And in return, you share a portion of the profits, usually anywhere between 70 to 90%. But how does this all work? It almost sounds too good to be true. I've had many of my past mentorees come up to me and go, Alex, this can't be true. Looking at me and saying, oh, I don't know if I've invested my money wisely with this guy. I can tell you now I'm not affiliated with any of these prop firms. I do not get any money from them. There are no kickbacks to me whatsoever. There are no links to any prop firms that you can see from me whatsoever. So I do want to point that out, that there's no monetary value for me in telling you this. It just works. It's what I've done. So in order to access this funding, you complete a challenge or an evaluation process. This typically involves meeting specific profit targets within a defined time period while adhering to strict drawdown limits. This is the exact same if you want to be a professional football player, a professional basketball player, etc. Now, some are really good at college or university, whatever it is, and they get picked up. But that's not everyone. Most clubs offer trials, right? These are what most sporting clubs do. So, hey, come, you might have to pay $50 for the privilege of doing it. Some do it for free, some charge. Come in here, pay us $50 and we'll have a look at you. And if you're good, we'll offer you a contract, we'll offer you a position. And in that, you're being evaluated, right? Can you pass a ball? Can you kick a ball? Can you shoot well? Whatever it is. This is what a prop firm is doing. Instead of going, hey, at the end of it, here's a contract and we'll pay you money. It's, hey, you're a good trader. Here's some capital, right? You trade it for us. We don't have to do anything. And if you're a good trader, it's a good bet for us because you're just going to make us money. Fantastic. That, in those words, sounds like a great deal. So then it really makes sense why you should be using a prop firm, because it allows you to trade with larger account sizes without tying up your own capital. You don't risk anything as well. If you were to pass the challenge or you were to start to lose money, maybe you're $500 in drawdown or whatever it is, you legally cannot owe a prop firm any money. They won't do it to you. you cannot owe them money. So there is literally no financial risk to you whatsoever. This came about after the 2008 global financial crisis, where many people who were with prop firms suddenly had their stop losses just not even filled. So they were, well, the market went past their stop losses and they might have been $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 in drawdown. And then the prop firm said, well, you owe us money. And they said, no, the trader said, no, you can't do that. And after that, part of regulations basically means you cannot owe them money. It's just not fair. It's up to them to fill that and cover those costs if it were to happen. So don't worry about that. So what they'll do is they give you this larger capital to trade with, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, whatever it is, right? Which is really, really handy. That's awesome. And it means that you're not leveraging or over-leveraging again. A lot of people, as I said before, if you've got $100, maybe they want to use 1 to 100 leverage. So they're trading with $200, $300, $400, whatever it is in terms of your leverage, right? And that's just a recipe for disaster because we've talked about leverage before. So, for example, with $500, you could purchase an account for $10,000 or even $50,000 in terms of a funding opportunity. This means you're leveraging your small starting account, your money, your $100, $200, whatever it's going to cost you, and then you're using that once you pass the account to go, hey, I've got $25,000 in funding, right? So you can use that in terms of your profits. And here's the best thing about it. A $10,000 account is probably going to run you anywhere around 50 to 80 USD. A 50,000 account is probably going to run you around 150 USD. But most of them will offer you cash back. So if you pass it, they just give you the money straight back regardless. So if you pass it, awesome, you've now got your money back. So theoretically, you could be spending $0 and be trading with $50,000. Now, that is if you pass the account. So you do want to, before I move on, research reputable prop firms like FTMO, MyForexFunds, The Funded Trader, you know, compare their evaluation criteria and fees to choose one that aligns with your trading style and goals. Now, this leads me to my third point, well, my next point, which is that you have to invest in lessons for a proven strategy. Because that's how you're going to pass this prop firm account and, you know, trade with $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, whatever it is, because that's life-changing money. You make a percent of $50,000, 1%, oh, it's $500. That's a big difference. You make $500 a week, I think you'll be absolutely fine. So, yeah, you need a strategy. Education is the cornerstone of successful trading. And with $500, it's critical to invest in a learning strategy that works. Hopefully, it should be obvious regardless of why you need a strategy, because trading without a strategy is essentially gambling. A proven strategy gives you a structured approach to the markets, helping you identify high probability setups and manage risk effectively. So there are a few things that you want to look for in lessons. Number one, you don't want to go for the cheapest price. You just don't want to do it. And you also don't just want one lesson. It's not what you want to do. So you either want to go for a very cheap mentorship option where maybe they're charging $50, $60 per lesson. But what you really want from this is access to ask as many questions as you possibly can. If they're saying, hey, it's going to take 3 or 4 lessons to teach you the strategy, that's not something that you want to do. They can't teach it to you in an hour or two. The strategy is probably too convoluted, at least with the basics regardless. Now, refining it is a different story altogether. If you just want to learn it, you really want 1 or 2 lessons. And then have another 2 to 3 to basically be in there and ask questions. That's what you want to do. However, there is a better option. What you can do is basically join groups of people. Now, for example, I'm definitely going to plug myself here. I offer for $50 for the month a group where you can join. I go live twice weekly. I cap out the number of people that attend these groups. And I also give access to an indicator that really helps you out there. So for example, I was paying like $50, $60 a month when I initially started to learn from this big corporation. Now, they had loads of people that were teaching you. They all had loads of different strategies. It was fantastic. That was great. But a problem was they didn't really teach it to you from the beginning at all. And there were so many people in the groups that you really just got left behind. Sometimes our questions were answered, sometimes they weren't. And most of the time it was focused on more advanced stuff. So that's what you want. And even if it wasn't me, you kind of want to go through that as well. Because if you're getting these live weekly calls and you get the numbers capped, which is fantastic, you know you're going to get taken care of. And you know you're going to be able to be on there and actually get helped out. Especially with an indicator, that's super important. If they're just teaching you the strategy without an indicator, it's probably not mechanical. And you don't want to pay for anything on top. So if you do or are interested in that, then you can obviously go to roadtoforex.com. So that's what you want to look for. Again, if you're going for a strategy and not going for me, I'll give you a few more tips. You want clear and easy to understand material, aka you want to make sure that it's taught in 1 to 2 hours. You don't want it to be a video. You want it to be one-on-one. You also want your risk management to be taught there. And you want to document with which time frames and pairs it works on. And of course, access to ongoing support, such as Q&A sessions from community forums, or again, live one-on-one, well, group settings. So that's what you want. Realistically, you should be looking at $200 to $250 to purchase these lessons from a trusted mentor. Again, you can go into people's YouTubes, you can look at their podcasts, just like what I'm doing here, and, you know, look at it that way. That can save you years of trial and error, and that's what I did, and I wasted a lot of time and money. And just by looking at these things and making sure you've got that checklist there, you can be on the path to consistency and profitability a lot faster. And you really need to look out for all that stuff there. Of course, I did touch on this really quickly here, but do make sure that risk management is taught. If they do not teach you risk management, you are going to waste your time. Last but not least in all of these things here, because we've really done what? $250 plus $150. It's about $400 roughly. That's what we've looked at here. You want TradingView. Now, buying TradingView for the year is fantastic. It is the chart that you want. You really want to go above the basic package. You want to start getting into the markets where you can get 50 plus alerts and indicators on your charts. It also gives you a really good back testing point to look at. If you want to check these ones out and which TradingView package works the best, on YouTube, I have a video that goes over this sort of thing here at Road to Forex within the YouTube thing. Because honestly, TradingView provides just the best and most advanced charting tools. The biggest access to a wide range of indicators, even your Lux Algo, even your other ones. I don't know if MDX is going to be on there, but some of the freer ones that these big companies do put out, they are on there because obviously they're free. And that's just fantastic through there. It is super user-friendly and includes social features that allow you to connect with other traders and follow their analysis, which can really help you out. And the annual subscription just saves you a boatload of money. So yeah, you want to allocate the rest of your budget to TradingView. Now remember, this is just a budget-friendly one. This is not necessarily what you want to be going for. If you've got $1,000, $2,000, you're going to be so much better set in terms of starting all this stuff, not only to buy larger accounts, not only to buy the best trading view, but it's just the education. Regardless of whether what you're going to do, it's the education that's going to cost you the most amount of money, but it's the education that's going to save you the most amount of time and get it back. For example, I spent way more on failed education than I did with my own mentor, and he was expensive. And that's just over 3 years of just pissing around, really. Subscriptions to Signals groups, courses that I did randomly over these periods of times, live subscriptions to that group that I was just telling you about, that sort of thing. Definitely look for mentors that put their money where their mouth is as well. I mean, I'm putting it here in terms of my mentorship. If you don't pass a PropFirm challenge by the end of the mentorship, I will literally pass one for you. I'll pass one for you and give it to you. So that's something that I'm looking at. That's how much I believe in myself, that you'll be able to do that. Anyway, that is it from me, guys. I hope you have had a wonderful day. Well, listening to this, you've had a prosperous trading day as well, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.